Hey there, awesome humans. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk and a sprinkle of humor. Buckle up because today's nugget is all about setting boundaries, those invisible lines we draw to protect our time, energy, and sanity. Trust me, this stuff matters more than you think in a world that constantly feels like it wants a piece of you. Ever feel like you're running on an endless hamster wheel? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your calendar is jam-packed, and you haven't had 5 minutes to yourself. Yeah, we've all been there. That's where boundaries come in like a superhero cape swooping in to save the day. Now, before we get too deep, let's talk about why this even matters. Imagine your life as a delicious cake you want to savor every bite, right? But if someone keeps asking for another slice, another piece, until there's nothing left for you, well, that's not so fun, is it? Boundaries are like saying, hey, I'm reserving this slice for myself because it's important for me to feel full and satisfied. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no all the time. It's about honoring your own needs and values. Think of it as a form of self-respect, a way of acknowledging that you deserve to have your time and energy respected just as much as anyone else's. So, how do we actually put these boundaries into practice? Well, let's break it down. First, get crystal clear on what matters most to you. What are your priorities? Your values? What activities bring you joy and what drains your energy? Knowing this will help you identify the areas where boundaries need to be set. It's like creating a map of your inner terrain, knowing your mountains, valleys, and sacred spaces. Next, learn to say no with confidence. This doesn't mean being rude or abrupt. It simply means politely but firmly declining requests that don't align with your priorities. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your time and energy. Saying no is not a failure, it's an act of self-preservation. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't assume people will automatically understand what you need. Be direct and honest about your limits. For example, if someone constantly asks for favors outside work hours, you could say something like, I'm happy to help during work time, but evenings and weekends are dedicated to my family and personal life. Fourth, don't be afraid to enforce your boundaries. This means following through on the consequences you've set. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries, it might be necessary to distance yourself from that relationship. Remember, true friends and colleagues will respect your needs and boundaries. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice, but the benefits are well worth it. You'll feel more in control of your life, less stressed, and more energized to pursue the things that truly matter to you. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or taken advantage of. Maybe it was a friend constantly borrowing money, a coworker piling on extra tasks, or even a family member expecting you to drop everything at their beck and call. Feeling like you are constantly walking on eggshells. That's where boundaries come in. Imagine if, instead of saying yes every time, you'd calmly said something like, hey, I really want to be there for you, but I have a tight deadline right now. Can we reschedule? Or maybe, I appreciate that you asked, but I am focusing on personal projects this week. See how much more empowering that feels. Setting boundaries isn't about being rigid or controlling, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your needs and values so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life. So, take a moment to reflect on what boundaries you need to set today. Start small. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting or carving out an hour for yourself each day to simply recharge. Remember, every time you set a boundary, you're taking a step towards reclaiming your power and living a more fulfilling life. You got this. Remember, the next episode is just around the corner with another dose of stoic wisdom to fuel your journey. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, tag me on social media, or leave a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Until then, stay awesome and remember you're stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.